The Decluttery, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shirak. How are you?
Yeah, I can't complain at all. It's a busy summer for us.
It's been busy as well with decluttering and organizing people as well recently.
So what are we going to talk about today then?
Well, I had a decluttering client last week and we helped declutter the toys for the kids. So I thought it's a good time to talk about decluttering toys.
Yeah, and over the summer when the kids are home and there is a lot of toys like all over the place.
Yes, well, you want to do it before the kids are at home because it does bring out anxiety for them, even if they don't play with all their toys. And people get a lot of toys from presents. Grandparents, my parents are big on buying presents for their nephews and for their grandchildren all the time. Like, my mum does not, every time she goes out, she's like, oh, look, this would be great for my grandchildren. And it's like, no, mum, they've got enough stuff. And relatives buy presents. It's an issue. And then there's birthday parties. So if you go to a birthday party, there's 30 kids and then they give presents. And then what are you going to do with them? So we've talked, you know, about how to lessen the amount of presents that you give to people. But today, if you already have a lot of toys, we want to talk about how to declutter them and then organize them. So what I always recommend is that you don't do it while the kids are at home. Do it while they're at school. So do it in the morning for a few hours. And, you know, go through, you know, you don't want to get rid of all the toys. You don't want to, of course, get rid of the ones that they're favorites. And you'll know which ones are their favorites. But decide what you're going to declutter. So if you're going to, you know, narrow the category. So you don't want to do all toys. Let's start with the board games or the jigsaws, the cars, or the trucks, or the dolls. Like, you know, choose a category, narrow the category, so it's easier then to look at them and declutter them. So collect all of the toys. So if you're going to do all the dolls, find all the Barbies, all the, you know, the baby dolls, everything, their clothes, and see what state they're in. So with this client that I had, a lot of the dolls had been broken. So, like, their arms were missing, their legs were missing, their heads were missing, the hair was no longer there, one shoe was there, but the other one was missing. So there was all these things. So it was easy then to decide for that one to go into the recycling pile because there's nothing you could do with those toys. And they're obviously not playing with it because they've destroyed them. So that was an easy choice. And then what was left, they then went through and saw what were the favorite toys and what were just, some were repeats and some they just didn't like. So there was no point having those ones. So those were put into the pile for a donation. So step two is to get a trash bag and a donation box or donation bag. So you want to have a trash bag. So that's for all the recycling that's going to, you know, all the plastic, because there's mostly going to be lots of plastic or material that's going to go for to the recycling bin. And then you're going to have a box or another colored bag, which is going to be for donation, that's going to go to a charity. Or if they're new toys, you're going to put them in a separate pile because you can give them away as presents for the next party. The main thing to remember is that your trash, the bags have to be black. Now, this is a tip I got from another organizer, because you don't want the kids to know that their toys are going. So if you're giving toys for donation and using another bag, you have to hide that bag so they don't see the toys, which might sound awful, but trust me, the tears and the screaming because they're losing toys which they don't play with, it will be too much. It will break their hearts, you know. So, and it will be torment for the parents who are decluttering, even for organizers when they're decluttering, because I have seen crying and I've had to explain to them that it's going to the, you know, people who need toys and don't have any toys and that they've still got a lot of toys, and then I've played with their toys with them to calm them down. So remember that. So you do it for every section. So do one section at a time. And once you finish that category, organize it. So either put it back into a box or into an area. So there are great storage units in IKEA. There's a Trofast storage units, and they have, it's like a cupboard with pull-out boxes. So you could put them all in there. So you can get big boxes, say, for the The dolls and the cuddly toys. You can get the smaller boxes for the small cars, you know, and the little trucks. So get different size boxes for the different types of toys. Like for Lego, you might need a big box because there's so much Lego that you can have everywhere, or you might want to have a small one to reduce the amount of Lego that you have in your life that then goes on your feet when you step on it, which is incredibly painful. So the key thing is that when you're organizing the toys, there has to be a place for everything. So don't have anything that's lying around. So you have a bookshelf for all the books and also for all the board games and jigsaws, but then have boxes for all the other types of toys so that they can take it out, play with it, and then put it back. A lot of people don't have playrooms, so that's not a problem. You can get like the storage units like I talked about from IKEA, or there's ones in all the other furniture stores as well. There's some great units you can get now. You can get them and put them, say, under the stairs if there's an open storage there, or in the living room there might be a corner that you can make a little playroom nook. So there's different ways of doing it, and there's some great ideas on Pinterest, so you can see, have a look there and see how to organize the toys depending on what kind of space you have. If you have a playroom, that's awesome. Then you can have a proper bookshelf, you can have proper storage units for all the boxes, you can have a blackboard so they can scribble on the blackboard rather than on the walls, you can get a desk so they can play and do all their creative stuff on the desk. So there's different things you can do, but have a look on online. There's great examples there. And then the final thing is showing your kids the area. So you've shown them the boxes with the labels, go through it, play with the toys with them, and show them that it's a good thing that everything's been organized and that they can see all the toys. So they shouldn't be upset that they've lost so many toys, which they might have if you've decluttered a lot. You know, show them that they've still got a lot of toys and now they can see them all and play with them. And that's the main thing that we want. Because the problem is with a lot of kids nowadays is that they have so many toys that they feel overwhelmed with playing with them. So they end up playing just with two toys because they can't handle playing with the others because they look at it all and go, oh my God, I don't know where to start. So you're reducing the overwhelmness, which of course they won't understand, but at least they'll feel that they can play with their toys now. And they'll be happier. At least if they can see everything neatly and organized, it does make them happier. I have seen the effects with kids, you know, like last week that I organized these kids, they were so happy. Like the boy had all his cars, like little cars in a box. I take them all from random different places in different rooms, collect them all together, got all the ones that were still had wheels on them and doors and they were in good condition, put them in a box and put it in a drawer, and I opened the drawer up and there was one box for the cars, one for the trains and one for the trucks. And I said, here you are. And then you just have to take it out. You can play with it and then put it back. And he loved it. He was so proud. And then when his dad came back, he was like, look what I've got now. I've got a box of these cars. And it was so cool. He was so happy. And that's what you want. You want that feeling that they're so proud that they can show off and say, this is how organized my life is now. So that's my tips today for organizing your toys.
Super. So as always, if you'd like to get hold of Shalina to find out more, to talk decluttering for your kids even further, you can do that by visiting declutterme.com and fill out the contact form, or you can find DeclutterMe on all of the social media. You can find more information about this show by visiting declutterme.com/podcast, and we'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye.